do we really know? I don't know about you, but I'm always wondering, am I there yet? Where am I going? And so this is how this all started. So join me as I explore this journey that we're all on to see where it is that this crazy life is taking us. Because one thing I'm sure of, every one of us have a story filled with broken pieces, bad decisions, and some ugly truths. But every one of us also have a story filled with a major comeback, peace, and grace that has saved all our lives. So join me as we continue on this journey. Elisa Carroll came to start us out today.
And you need some love and care.
Because
and nothing,
I'm reminding myself of the importance of being a friend. I've always tried to be a good friend. And I've been in deep thought, thinking that maybe it's not such a grand, noble trait. Because over and over again, I've found myself in situations where I've been a friend, I've helped someone, I'm always trying to help people out because I know what it's like to want help and feel alone. So I'm always falling for people in hard situations. And I find myself in that place this morning because, you know, with the pandemic and everything that's happening, I helped someone out with just minor conditions that, you know, were easy to meet compared to what the person would have had to face. And to find out that not even those minor gestures were adhered to. So this morning I'm like feeling disappointed in the person. I'm feeling stupid. I'm feeling disrespected. I'm feeling like, because I've always prided myself in being able to see people and to be of good character, judge people's character correctly. And I feel like once again, I've fucked up, being very frank. I know it will pass. And I know I'll probably help someone again, but this particular incident is reminding me of something that happened, you know, almost 4 years ago, almost a duplicate of it. And I feel like God is saying to me, or whatever higher power watches over us is saying to me, girl, you didn't learn your lesson the first time. What does it take for you to learn a lesson? You need me to slap you in the face again? But I'm trying to be still and see what it is that's not the obvious that I need to learn. Because that's something I'm learning, that sometimes in these situations, it's not the obvious lesson that we think we need to learn, that it is there for, to teach us. And so I'm staying still. And I am listening and watching and focusing. Just be still. But one thing I did, though, I've let the person know how disappointed I am in the whole matter. The first time I didn't do anything. I just didn't speak to the person for a very long time. But this time I did. I said, you've disappointed me. You've insulted me. You know, and they're apologizing and they're sorry. But words mean nothing. It will have to be action that I see that will repair this. So let's listen to some more of that song. I did my first episode yesterday, so I didn't plan to do another episode for another week. But I thought I'd share this. Maybe that's what this is. This is like a musing, a journal of some sort to, in place of a therapist. But we'll see. Okay. This is one of my favorite songs. It's Epiphany. And I just love it. It's by Chrisette Michelle. And I just love it. It's about an epiphany. And I think how many, I don't know, anyone had an epiphany while I was speaking just now? This is about a broken relationship, though. A romantic relationship. Anybody dealing with this? So let's play this. See if you don't know this song, maybe it will be your jam. So we're back. You know, I'm in transition at 48. And it's not my age that bothers me so much. Well, kind of, but it's not so much. I think it's the fact that I feel like I'm in again mode, you know, transitioning again, you know. I switched careers in 2011 and I've never regretted it. It's been wonderful. I found my joy. I found my peace. But then it's what has happened with me is in 2016, I faced a very traumatic event. I had a home invasion, not a home invasion. I had two home invasions. 3 months apart. The first one, it's ironic, you know, some of the event was captured on security cameras and I was chasing these guys down the driveway of my home. I remember the police officer looking at it and looking at me and said, "Woman, where were you going?" Because it was so funny at the time. It's like I was chasing them and they stopped in the driveway and looked back and saw me and probably thought this was a lunatic. Where's she going? And so they took off again. And it was ironic or sad that 3 months later, the same thing happened. And that time I was physically injured and, the trauma from it, I took so long to deal with it. So before I transitioned to where I am now, 4 years later, I lived like a prisoner in what everyone has considered a paradise, a haven. Like people have come to my home and they've said, "Oh, I feel so at peace. I'm healing. It's such a healing space." And that was taken from me. That was lost. Lost from me. And it took so long for me to realize that. I had come to realize it, but I didn't know what to do about it. I wasn't enjoying my home because I lived in fear. And it took leaving my home, being unsure, being in somebody else's home, being cared for, took me to realize how much I had been living in fear and what fear does to you. It takes a hold of you. Unconscious fear. That's what I want to talk about. Unconscious fear. When it's an unconscious fear where you don't even realize that you're afraid. Has anybody else felt like that? Like there's something that has a grip of you emotionally and mentally, some kind of fear, but you're fine. You're going about your life and you don't even realize that you're dealing with it until the day that fear is lifted. And you feel so light and you realize what you've been living with. I don't know about you, but it's an interesting feeling living without that fear. Mind you, it has been replaced with the anxiety of change and adjustment and making a new life after the pandemic, after everything we've been through. And it's yeah, I don't know, that just came to me. It just came to me that whole scenario of fear and living with fear, unconsciously living with fear. And that's the fear that I think I'll explore this more another time, but I'm trying not to have these long musings and rants and conversation, just things that occur to me and musings, as I say. But to leave us, I'm going to go about my day now. I have to go about my day. I'm going to play my new favorite song. It's from Pink, Cover Me With Sunshine. Anyone else have heard this song? It's an amazing, beautiful, wonderful song, isn't it? Take a listen. And I'll muse with you another day. Enjoy. Yes, it will be all right. No matter how much we think that this is the worst day of our lives, it always comes out better. So let's chase that sunshine, people. No, I cannot sing. You wanna bet? But you can't let nobody change. I can only be me. Sometimes I like it raw. Sometimes I like it down and dirty. And I'm just a little off. Thank you for joining me on the next episode of Am I There Yet? Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode. I love this song. And I like my beats hard as today old do. And it ain't nobody's business if I do. Okay. See, I can sing and make it pretty. No singing, I promise you. Bye.